This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America and down in the Caribbean, too. And hello to our listeners down there listening to us on AM1000 WVWI. Now, special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thank you very much for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have to offer over there. Okay, joining us right now, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the world flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, yes, I was looking at the world because I had just had a story come blipping across in front of my eyeballs here about the world responding to the ISIS leader being killed by the United States Special Operations Forces from the JSOC command out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And a big kudos to them for the job they just did.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good get. This guy's with a piece of garbage. Somebody who facilitated the death of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. It's a good riddance.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is there were some casualties. We did have two soldiers slightly wounded who returned to the fight. They weren't seriously injured. However, we had one of our military dogs, and I suspect that when he ran into the tunnel, one of the dogs was released to go after him. I suspect that's what may have happened. But he was wearing a suicide vest, detonated the vest, killed himself, the three kids that were with him. But I have reason to believe that maybe this dog got in there and latched onto him, and that's when he decided to pull the vest.
Well, it's our service dogs do a great service for us, for our troops, and for our country. So we need to mourn that soldier, and I will call that dog.
That dog is a soldier, yep. And he's got life-threatening injuries, and so far, so good. Knock on wood. Thoughts and prayers need to go along to that animal for the tremendous job.
Mm-hmm. Let's say a prayer for him. I'd like to see him pull through and come home.
Yep.
The fun thing here, and that's a weird word to use, but I'm going to because Baghdadi was a bad guy.
Yep.
Is that in Islam, dogs are just, they believe dogs are filth.
Yeah, they do.
They hate them. So the fact that this guy activated his suicide vest because a dog was coming after him, what a fitting way to go out for that piece of dirt.
Now, there was more than one operation that went on, because what we weren't told about is that within an hour or two of this operation, they went after the ISIS PR guy in another part of Syria, and they got him. They got them. They nailed them. So they took two bad guys out over the weekend. And this is good because they've lost their communications wing, their public relations wing, and their way to get out different propaganda and whatnot. And they lost their leader. But they have a new leader because the new leader's name, who's already been released by ISIS, is Abdullah Kardeş.
I'm sure he's loving the promotion. You know, if we were back in 2002, we would have said we got the ace of spades and the jack of hearts.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because this guy, Abdullah Kardeş, happens to be part of the old Iraqi Baghdad Bob clan there with the cards and all that sort of stuff. He's one of those guys.
Well, let's go after him and get him. Mm-hmm. You know, I want all the people who were thinking that President Trump was doing something weird when he decided to okay the move of U.S. troops from their positions a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
to reevaluate what they were thinking. There's always a method to this guy's madness, and here's the outcome of a move.
Well, it's apparent that scenario and its elements played out over the course of the last several weeks, because it was all part of an elaborate corroborated plan and a highly classified major strategic deception, and I might add PSYOP operation, to potentially pursue and entrap al-Baghdadi, because he felt a little bit more, free about himself, that maybe the U.S. was leaving, and perhaps we're witnessing on some of how that might have played out, and that's my thought. That's my thought about it.
Well, this is what happens when you do a strategy that doesn't telegraph everything you're going to do, like we did during the Obama administration.
Yeah.
You don't tell your enemy what you're going to do. In fact, you try to deceive them, because military operations, where the enemy's concerned, necessarily needs to be a deceptive practice.
Yeah. And kudos to the Joint Special Operations Command out of a U.S. Army base, Fort Bragg in North Carolina, the sub-unified command of the U.S. Special Operations Command here in Tampa, Florida, too, JSOC, led by a U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General, Scott A. Howell, who's in command of the group that oversees special mission units, such as the Naval Special Warfare Development Group, and the 1st Special Forces Operational Detachment, Delta, known to the public as SEAL Team 6 and Delta Force, respectfully.
Yeah, hats off. Good job, guys, and come home safe, and I want to see that dog come home, too.
Yeah, you betcha. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal, and also he has the Underground USA podcast. If you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the telephone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha, and I'd like to invite all of you that are listening to me right now that can make it to Tampa tonight to come see the movie with me, No Safe Spaces by Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. I'll be at the movies tonight, October the 28th, for the Tampa premiere of this new movie, which will be at the AMC Regency 20, located at 2496 West Brandon Boulevard in Brandon. Now, it's a first here in Tampa. See it first right here, and you can get your free tickets. Seating is limited. We have less than 100 seats left. Now, you can go to theanswertampa.com, click on the logo link, or theanswersarasota.com, get your tickets. But if you don't get them, no ticky, no giddy. You know what I mean? So get your free tickets, theanswersarasota.com, theanswertampa.com, because the First Amendment and the very idea of free speech are clearly under attack in America today, and a growing number of Americans don't believe you have the right to speak your mind if what you have to say offends someone somewhere. Well, guess what? Time to wake up, America, because instead of advocating for safe spaces where people won't be offended by ideas that they may find troubling, hey, you have the right to be able to say what you want under the First Amendment anywhere you want, as long as you don't publicly insult somebody. Isn't that right, Mr. Frank Silvato?
No, absolutely. I mean, you can even publicly insult somebody if you want to.
As long as you want to get sued, Joe.
Yeah, you know, but you can do that. You have the freedom to do that. You can't incite violence. That's what you can't do in public. And it's Carolla. If you've listened to him all the years, I think he's kind of, I think he's witty, and I think he's on the right track when it comes to freedom of speech in the United States. safe spaces or censorship. So.
Well, these guys went to college campuses and a lot of different gathering places around the country, and they photographed and got the comments from the college students, some millennials, and some other people around the country as to what exactly is happening in America today and what free speech in America should look like. So this is tonight at AMC Regency 20, 2496 West Brandon Boulevard. The doors will open at 6 p.m. The movie starts at 7. I will be there. I'll be doing a little emceeing, and we're going to have questions and answers afterwards. So I look forward to seeing many of you there. And, Frank, if you were a little closer, I'd love to see you there, too.
If I were closer, I would be there with bells on. I think it's going to be a great event, and I hope the movie is a tremendous success.
Yep. And now, have you heard of the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor? Does that name ring a bell?
I've heard bits and pieces, and then you clued me a little bit on the break. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I have no problem with Mr. Bill Taylor. He's a West Point graduate, a Vietnam veteran, a long-serving State Department employee. However, Taylor's credentials make scrutiny of him a delicate endeavor, because I have found out through my crack research team that statements from the unclassified hearings this past week, intentionally withheld by Republicans or from Republicans, have been cherry-picked and leaked by Democrats to their favor, as evidenced by other hoaxes against Trump. The left's modus operandi is becoming more honed by the day. Now, the pattern is simple and easily recognizable, Frank, because, first of all, the mere suspicion of a crime is leaked by Dems by the leftist deep state.
Oh, yeah. This is, how can you have a quote unquote impeachment inquiry, which, by the way, there is no component to impeachment, especially in the Intelligence Committee, called an impeachment inquiry. The impeachments always start the Judiciary Committee. How do you have an inquiry that's secret?
Mm-hmm. And secondly,
if you're talking about the people's choice for president of the United States, and you're not talking about things that are related to national security.
And secondly, the fake news media spun the story to fit the left's anti-Trump narrative and reports it ad nauseum until you got rubber coming out your ears.
Yeah, I mean, this is, again, this whole impeachment thing, because there are no high crimes and misdemeanors, there just aren't. Every time they want to accuse Trump of something, he declassifies the document so you can see that there's no there. That's why they have to do this farce behind closed doors. You know, this is purely political and purely to galvanize the far left base before the 2020 election. That's the only purpose for this thing. Otherwise, they would have started this process in the Judiciary Committee, and it would be called impeachment hearing. It's not an impeachment inquiry, which is a creation of the Democrat spin doctors.
And thirdly, an investigation by the complicit Democrats begins, i.e. the impeachment witch hunt. Now, here's the deal about Mr. Taylor, and please pay close attention, ladies and gentlemen. The Dems' newest star witness is just the latest Obama holdover to testify in secrecy. And Democrats are using Mr. Taylor's statements to buttress their claims that Trump offered a quid pro quo to the Ukrainian president in exchange for dirt on Joe Biden. Well, guess what? Mr. Taylor's connections are alarming. Want to hear more, Frank?
No, absolutely.
He has a long relationship with a think tank called the Atlantic Council. Guess where the money to them comes from?
I'm going to go to somebody who was a literal Nazi back in World War II.
It is not only George Soros, but it's funded by and works in partnership with Burisma, both of whom get large sums of money from George Soros' Open Society Foundations. And Burisma was the natural gas company at the center of allegations regarding Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Now, it gets better. You ready?
I'm ready.
Besides the funding from Burisma, the Atlantic Council is also financed directly by billionaire activist George Soros' Open Society Foundations, Google, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund Incorporated, and the U.S. State Department. These are all the same leftist investors that have been referenced in a lot of other activities going on around the world.
And I'm betting if you go down a tier where financing is concerned, you find Steyer and you find the Clinton Foundation and you find a bunch of other usual suspect leftist funders. Remember, George Soros is no stranger to manipulating the narrative when it comes to the media with influence and funding. This is the MO of the far left, big deep pocket people. They try to get it. They try to own the narrative so they can shield their own people. And I'm glad this is coming out, and it should.
Well, funny you mentioned the last couple of little names there, because the whistleblower complaint references a group called the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, or OCCRP, and its main reference in most of the footnotes, like the Atlantic Council. The OCCRP is largely financed by the same leftist groups, including money from the Clinton Foundation, and by extension, that directly links Mr. Bill Taylor to George Soros at all. There is no denying it.
Yeah, when you look at the major funders for the Clinton Foundation, besides extorting foreign governments to give money, you've got George Soros, you have Peter Lewis of Progressive Insurance, you have Steyer. These are the people who are the shadow government of political correctness in this country.
Yeah. Where have you heard this mentioned anywhere?
Oh, nowhere. They don't want it mentioned. They want it in the shadows.
Well, I mentioned it today to set forth in place the chain of events that I know is going to come from it, because tomorrow, author Kathy Chamberlain and I are going to sit here with her Rules for Deplorables book, and she actually wrote about this in chapter number 13 of her book, and wrote about this instance, and this specific case is a perfect example of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals number 13.
Yeah, I mean, the left has been following that manual since before the 60s. You know, it was just put into writing during the 60s and the early 70s and implemented as a full process. This is the progressive playbook that goes all the way back to the turn of the 20th century.
Yep.
And the Fabian socialists. So, you know, read Kathy's book. You want to read a book called Fabian Freeway by Roselle Martin. That talks about the genesis of the progressive movement. You understand what's going on here.
Yep. And number 13, the tactic number 13, I just got asked a question by John about it. What's that? It's called pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it.
Yeah. And then this is what they have done consistently with any Republican candidate or any Republican president. That's why immediately after a Republican president's election, or when they figure out who is going to be that candidate, they start calling him Hitler.
Now, you and I are both retired firefighters. We got a hell of a mess out there in California. We had two of our firefighters injured yesterday in a flashover with an 80-mile-an-hour wind pushing the fire at them and over them. They were in a vehicle. One of them was badly burned, airlifted to a hospital, and the other one was slightly injured. He'll be okay, but our thoughts and prayers go out to them and all of those guys and gals fighting that fire.
Absolutely. Everybody say a prayer for the brothers and your sisters of the bed.
All right, Frank, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
Frank Silvato, manager of the New Media Journal, and also the, it's Underground USA podcast. He puts that out several times a week. So check him out. Meanwhile, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm coming back with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback on sports.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The United States will send armored vehicles and combat troops into eastern Syria to keep oil fields from potentially falling into the hands of Islamic State militants, according to United States Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
To ensure that we can deny ISIS access to the oil fields, because we want to make sure that they don't have access to the resources that may allow them to strike within the region, to strike Europe, to strike the United States. But the mission in Syria remains what their mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
Though Trump repeatedly said he's pulling out of Syria, the reality on the ground is still different. Adding armored reinforcements in the oil-producing area of Syria could mean sending several hundred U.S. troops, even as a similar number are being withdrawn from a separate mission closer to the border with Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia. And she and her husband Don are listening to us right now up in Carrollton, Georgia on AM 1330 WLBB. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And hope you're all doing well. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, to all my friends down there in Charlotte, Manatee, and Sarasota County, this message is predominantly for you because they're right there in your backyard. And if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired too, then guess what? You get a discount on your eyeglasses there. And if you're tired of the big box store approach to your eyes, you can get you in and out of the store as fast as possible. Don't give you personal service. Well, how about some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will take care of all your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price. So if you come in there with an ad from another place, big box store, guess what? She'll beat it or meet it. It's that simple. So bring in that ad if you got one and let her give you a chance to show you what really good service is all about. Because Diana Reason cares about you and your eyes. And Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business. And they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you all get a discount on your eyeglasses. Now stop by today. Say hello. Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-444-7984. And make sure you tell her the captain sent you. Only Eyes Optical, where the captain, me, gets his eyeglasses. And joining us right now, Patrick Hyland. Speaking of eyeglasses, are you wearing your cheaters?
No, no, I don't need cheaters, Captain. I just need distance, so that's not half bad. So, well, Miss Reason can take care of you, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, speaking of taking care of you, where are we going with Jameis Winston here? I mean, come on.
I tell you, I think it might be time to put in Mr. Griffin, kid from Tulane. Let's give Ryan a shot, see what he can do. I mean, the season's pretty much done, Captain. To make it to the playoffs at 2-5 is just not realistic expectation.
I can't think of it being done. I can't think of it being done. Can you?
No. A lot of years. Since tomorrow's the trade deadline, I think it's time for the Bucs to really evaluate and call all the 31 teams and say, look, what are you looking for? Who do you need? Give me some decent draft picks. It's time to tank the season.
Well, O.J. Howard is one of the names that's popped up several times about being possibly being looked at the most.
The thing with him is, Captain, we had to make the number one draft choice for him several years ago, and now we're going to get our number one draft choice back. I don't know. New England showed interest in him, but I don't think they'd be jumping for joy to give up a number one for him. And I don't know who else out there needs a tight end. That's good. Bruce Arians' offense doesn't utilize the tight end like Dirk Cotter's did. That's why you're not seeing O.J. as much, unfortunately. So that's another subject in itself. But I'm just curious to what they're going to do between now and tomorrow at 5 o'clock because they need to make some changes and do some things. So it's just sad for all Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans. That was a game that should have been won, could have been won, and again. They could easily be 5-2 right now, Captain, but they're 2-5. Mm-hmm. There's a problem there. Worst case, 4-3. Okay, let's go even crazier, 3-4.
Yeah.
Nobody.
And I am not going to put it on the coach because the coach doesn't play the game.
Amen. You know, he has to take some responsibility, but he doesn't play the game. He's hit it right off. Players play, coaches coach. That's just the way it is. Speaking of coaches, Captain, our friends up there in Georgia, which you mentioned just a little while, Dan Quinn is truly on the hot seat there with Atlanta. I mean, they've only won one game. They're not looking good at all. Quarterback Matt Ryan's out hurting. They hung in there with the Seahawks yesterday, lost 27-20, but a lot of disarray up there, too. But they already let one of their star wide receivers go to New England.
Mm-hmm.
They knew their season was done. Let's trade them and get some draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you have to utilize your franchise and players now. Make free agency and trades work for you.
Well, we'll talk about some more football in a minute here, but I want to get to the World Series while it's fresh in my mind. All of a sudden, Houston's up 3-2.
Can you believe it? This
7-1 they won last night. 7-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's crazy. It's Captain. They lose 2 at home. They win 3 away. So tomorrow night they can win it all. They go back to Houston and win. But I don't know, man. Maybe the Nationals have something special for them. But it's going to be tough. And now Verlander on the mound, and he's been red hot. So it's going to be interesting. But Nationals will have their game going, too. And
okay.
Back to football.
Let's go to a little college football.
We've
got the world's largest cocktail party coming up Saturday in Jacksonville. And I'm not so sure that's as much a cocktail party as it is a beer fest, because I think they drink more beer than they do cocktails.
Who knows, Captain? People get crazy at that game, but everybody has their, you know, adult beverage of choice. So we'll leave it at that. It's going to be a good game. I hope the winner of this game has a driver's seat to make the Final Four, I call it. And we'll see what happens if they can. Whoever wins it out. We'll see what happens.
And USF Bulls managed to put one together over the weekend.
They did. They played very well, Captain.
They're back to 500 again, right?
Mm-hmm. We talked about that on the Sports Zone yesterday. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very happy for USF and Charlie Strong get the Bulls back to playing good football. FSU came through and won. So it's nice to see the Florida schools getting back together.
Alabama.
Well, they're tough, Captain. They really are. They're just a great football team. Going to be tough. LSU hung in there and beat Auburn 23-20, so that was interesting. And then for all the listeners out there who sometimes go to bed early, especially with some year show, getting up early. The Green Bay Packers hung on against
Kansas City. Yeah, they beat them. They beat them in Kansas City.
Which is tough. 31-24. Great football game. Great football game.
And I think. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say the Patriots are still on a roll, 27-13 against.
Well, nobody cares about the Patriots. But let's go back into NASCAR. Martin Truex. By the way, Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano got into it.
Hamlin got popped.
Oh, and here we go. Christine down in Alabama. Her daughter goes to Alabama. She's going Roll Tide. Christina down in Sarasota. Yep, there you go. But anyway, Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin got into it. Logano apparently popped him on the shoulder, and Hamlin didn't take too kindly to that when he was put out of the race. Unbelievable, those guys. There's been some bad blood there for years. Logano gets on a lot of people's nerves.
He does. He just has that knack about him to be cute. And then, of course,
Truex, I think, won that race yesterday, right?
Sure, Martin. That was, let me check that out, Captain, because that was...
pretty sure Truex won that race.
Yeah, I'm
and if
pretty
he did,
sure
that puts,
right.
If he does, that puts him at the top of the heap.
Oh, yeah, he's going to... Well, you know, there's just a few more weeks before it's all said and done. That's just going to be very interesting.
Yeah, because they'll be down to the shootout here come the last week with, what, three of them or something?
Yeah. No, Cap, just to clarify just a couple more weeks, Captain, you're 100% right. They were running up there.
And this will be the last year. This will be the last year that they finish up in Homestead.
Yeah, I know.
They will start in Daytona next year, and they will finish in Daytona next year.
And you like that, right, Captain?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You know why? You know why? You know why?
No, go ahead.
The tourists are down here to begin the season, and the tourists are down here to end the season. Bigger crowds.
Well, you're right about that, Captain. That's a good point. Well, Daytona's always going to get it, no matter what.
No. Lately in July, they've not been full.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, for the fourth, because people are staying up north for that. No,
that's correct.
True.
And it's been so hot, they didn't want to go out in the heat and all that stuff. So this'll give them a few more people in the stands.
Well, it'll be helpful, too, because, you know, obviously Miami and Homestead, it's another four-hour drive from Daytona Beach to Miami, at least. And, people won't have to drive all the way down there. They would like to see it from the south.
Yeah, my friend that's down there in Bradenton, Don, will take that big motorhome of his, and he'll just truck on over to Daytona like it's nobody's business, because he does that a lot.
Oh, yeah, two and a half hours for him, so it's not bad, versus going down to Miami 4.5. So
yeah, but he told me when he came out of down there, the last race he was at down there in Homestead, it took him seven hours to get back.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people. Well, everybody's taking different routes.
Oh,
you know?
Brother. Yeah. All right, well, listen, you hold that thought, because I'll come right back after the break, folks, with Patrick Hyland, and he'll tell you what it is that he does to help you out, because it's that time of the year, and we'll let him do that right after we come back from the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back. Final segment coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get to Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback on sports, I'd like to invite you all once again to come to the movies with me. I'll be at the movies tonight, October the 28th, from 6 p.m. when the doors open. Movie starts at 7. It's called No Safe Spaces with Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. And let me tell you something. This is the Tampa premiere. Right here, it's free, and certainly that's the right price. See it first here in Tampa. Get your free tickets. Seating is limited. We've got less than 100 seats left, and all you got to do is go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. You'll see the link there for the event. No safe spaces. Click on it and get your free tickets. Now, we all know that the First Amendment and the very idea of free speech are under attack in America today. But is that what America is all about? Well, in No Safe Spaces, comedian and podcast King Adam Carolla and, of course, our own Salem Dennis Prager traveled the country, talked to experts on the right and the left. They toured college campuses, examined their own upbringings to bring to understand what is happening in America today and what free speech in America should look like. So, you're going to want to come and bring the kids to this. This is family friendly. You're going to want to come to the No Safe Spaces movie, the screening tonight, free, at the AMC Regency 20, Tampa, 2496 West Brandon Road, in the mall in Brandon. Okay, the doors open at 6. The movie starts sharp at 7 p.m. We'll have questions and answers with one of the movie producers afterwards. And I'll be standing there with a microphone in my hand saying howdy, howdy to everybody. Okay, so look forward to seeing you when you get there. That's tonight, 6 p.m., doors opened, 7 p.m. AMC, Regency 20, Brandon, be there. All right, Patrick Hyland is back on the line. Hey, Mr. Hyland.
Yes, sir, Captain. Thank you.
Tell everybody what you do.
Well, I help out people with their insurances, Captain, and this time of year I help out people with Medicare, veterans and civilians. My phone number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland, I'll be at Mission Barbecue tomorrow.
Yep.
And I help out Captain with his insurances, and he can tell you about that.
Yeah, and we will see you tomorrow at noontime, noon to 1:30. We're there for lunch at Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays, so stop on by. So, Patrick, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Talk to you on Friday. Thanks.
All righty. Now, Patrick has helped me in the past with my gap that I had in there. Everybody's got a gap. Well, you got TRICARE, Medicare, whatever type of care you got, there's a gap in there that you have to pay. And Patrick helped me with his plan to cover that gap and get it down to zero. Now, again, his number is 813-966-1052. Give him a call. Tell him the captain sent you. I'm telling you, it'll save you money that you won't have to pay out of your pocket. Medicare, TRICARE, whatever, there's a gap in there. You guys know it. You know what I'm talking about. You won't have it if you get involved with Patrick. All right, let's get going here. Time for the Beach and Boating Forecast, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Today, Monday, it's going to be one of those days where we'll have some scattered showers around. However, it'll be drier during later in the day. The winds will start out of the south. They'll turn to the southwest. Start out about 5 to 7 miles per hour. Then this afternoon, we'll have some gusts up to about 15 to 18 miles an hour out of the southwest. The seas will be 2 to 3 feet with a light to moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature, 82 degrees. The bay water temperature, 81 degrees. We had our high tide at 241 this morning. Low tide coming at 810. And remember, today, there might be some rip currents out there, too, by the way, in the water. So be advised about that. And be careful out there on the water, wherever you're at today. Now, the Freedom Boat Club at Tampa Bay, right here, is the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. They have some 430 boats. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay also has 185 locations located across the country. Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay happens to be one, the largest one. Now, many of you listening to me right now around the country have a Freedom Boat Club location right there in your backyard. So take advantage of it. Check them out. They got 3 in Canada, 2, and 2 in France. Yep, I said France. Parlez-vous français. Now, the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports. Two more coming soon, and I understand Gainesville. Go Gators is on the horizon. But if you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay right now, you'll get $1,000 off. Everybody gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're also an active duty military member, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you'll get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you do after that is pay the balance due, and boom, you get a monthly fee after that is what you pay to remain a member. Now, your membership will also give you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations across the country. So go to the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, the website, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That phone number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. All it's going to do is save you money and a whole bunch of grief and hassle out there on the water that you don't need to have, because they'll do all the work. All you do is come on back in after you pick the boat up, turn the keys back into them, and you are done. Hasta la vista, baby, and out the door you go. All righty. Now, obviously, the big news everybody will be talking about today, everybody, is al-Baghdadi and getting rid of him, getting rid of that scourge on the planet Earth. But there are some other stories. First of all, we had freshman Congresswoman Katie Hill resign yesterday because of the ethics investigation that she's gotten herself caught up with not just the questionable nude pictures that were put out there, which were strange to begin with what was involved, but the circumstances we're hearing surrounding her affair with a staffer. Not one staffer, but maybe two staffers. One might have been a girl and the other might have been a boy. So with that, before all that information came out, she resigned. So, possibility in California, Republicans might pick up a seat because they're going to take another chance on a space cadet out there. We'll see. We'll see. Now, the other big story coming out of California is unfortunately the fires and the big north fire, the Kincade fire. We had two firefighters injured late yesterday. One was burnt seriously, had to be airlifted and sent to the hospital. The other one was okay. He was treated and released for his injuries. These fires with these winds, they become very unstable, and we had a 70 or 80 mile an hour blast of wind that brought this fire up over the top of these guys and their piece of equipment trying to get out of the way, and they got caught up in it, and that was the end of it right there. You've got to be careful. Got to be careful. And again, to you people out there in California, especially my brother and sister firefighters that are listening, we got your six over here. Thoughts and prayers are coming your way for sure, because there's nothing worse than that raging inferno called a wildfire. In California, if you had mitigated the damn forest to begin with, you wouldn't have had this problem. Goodness sakes. Maybe some of you people out there in California are getting the message. Maybe some of you are getting the message. You've been doing it wrong for too long. Well, speaking of doing it right, how about this? Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, my buddies down there at Dominic's, Jill and the gang in the office, and Kevin out there who does a lot of the installations, and you'll see him in that red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. You know, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs all the time, every time, to anybody that wants it, unlike the big box stores that can't do it. So remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. All you got to do is give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That number again, 941-922-2345. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you more money. And if you're lucky, you'll get into that free supply of donuts in the back room. All right, well, I hope to see a lot of you tonight at the movies over there at the AMC Regency 20 in Tampa. Remember, the doors open at 6. Movie starts at 7. Go to theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com, and I'll see you there. I'll be the guy up front with the gray shirt that says AM860 The Answer. All righty, have a great day. God bless America. Stay low, stay safe, and by all means, remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. We the people. See you later.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.